Good morning. This is Dina Marie, host of Faith Moments and the Voice of the Shepherd, checking in with a Modern Day Radio Morning Blend interview. While exploring the many retreat opportunities around the Archdiocese of Portland, I came across the ACTS retreats for men and women, locally offered through Our Lady of the Lake and St. Pius X Catholic Churches in the Portland area. In reaching out to the local ACTS retreat leadership team, I met Jeff Grundon, parishioner at St. Anthony of Padua Parish in Forest Grove, and the retreat director for the St. Pius X Men's ACTS Retreats. Jeff is with me today to share more about the ACTS retreat ministry and to invite men to join him on their next retreat weekend, coming up this September. Good morning, Jeff. Thanks for joining me today.
Good morning, Dean Marie. It's an honor to be here and blessed by God to spend time with you and the listeners.
Go
The
ahead.
retreat's coming up September 22nd through the 25th, so we're really excited about it.
This is a perfect time for people to plan their fall calendars. And when I started to hear more about the ACTS retreat from you, first, I just want to get a sense of your faith formation. You know, I know there's always these seeds that are planted in our lives, sometimes early, sometimes later on of our faith. You know, what seeds were dropped in your own life of just of your faith, of your love, of your Catholic faith?
Yeah, I'm cradle Catholic, and my mother raised me in the faith, and she's the one that started me on my journey. I attended Catholic school for a couple of years in Minot, North Dakota, before we moved to Hawaii. So you can tell I'm from Hawaii. So I went to Little Flower Catholic School and wonderful nuns, et cetera, and moved to Hawaii. And then we continued going to church, and my mom's just encouraging me. And then along came my brothers and sisters. And so then I would walk them to church with me, where we lived in Hawaii. And when I came to college, just continued. I've been a parishioner at St. Anthony of Padua since 1975, and continued on attending Mass. And I have to say, you know, as a college student, I wasn't as diligent as I should have been in attending Mass, et cetera. But I would say over the last 40 plus years, very, very staunch in our faith. And with my amazing wife, Mary, we are so ingrained in our church and blessed by God to be able to serve both as Eucharistic ministers and as lectors. And I'm the current chair of the Pastoral Council and have been for a little while. So I'm just so blessed by God. And Father John Marshall, he's currently in Milwaukee, I think, at St. John the Baptist. He was the one that got me into the ACTS retreat. He was the one that started it for me.
We're talking with Jeff Grundon, who's involved with the ACTS Men's Retreats. And in fact, the ACTS Men's Retreat comes from St. Pius X. So there's a little bit of a story of that. But I think it's so interesting, Jeff. You came to school at Pacific University as a college student, and right very close to the college sits St. Anthony of Padua. So really, that's been your parish home, your Catholic home. Just how has that served you, you know, in your work at Pacific University, just working amongst the students? I know you've coached, you're working at admissions, a lot of different hats you wear for what over the last 40 years on staff at Pacific, but just having that parish community close to you for so long.
I think what's huge about it is, you know, it's when I was a student, I would walk to church because it's only about 3.5 blocks, maybe 4 blocks away. But I didn't have a car coming from Hawaii, didn't have a car. So I walked everywhere. And the parish was really kind of home. The priests were amazing. I can't remember every single priest, but they were just amazing. And no one ever looked at me as a college kid and long-haired, you know, hippie college kid, but they were always supportive and inviting and welcoming. And I always knew that I had a home there and that I could go to the parish for whatever I needed if I needed something. Whether it was a dark time or a very light time in my life as a student and then here at the university, and just being involved with the church has meant so much to me, and getting closer to Jesus and our Lord. I just know that that's my rock. My Lord is my rock. And when things get challenging, whether it's with work or working with a student or their family, that's who I lean on, and that's where I go for my support. As I shared with you a little bit earlier, I'm used to running meetings in different, you know, areas, but running my first ACTS team meeting was, I was nervous about it. And I prayed to God and the Holy Spirit to guide me and support me. And I've got two amazing men, actually a whole bunch of amazing men that I work with and are on team. But two of them are former directors, a tremendous amount of experience and knowledge. And so, as I said to them, and I mentioned to you, I don't know what I don't know, but I'm letting God guide me and them guiding me as well.
Right. And I know, although we're saying that you're the retreat director for the ACTS Men's Retreat, it really is a team effort. And I think any organization, it's not one person in charge. I mean, Jesus brought 12 on board to really help him with the ministry. And that's what I've seen is you're, all of these men, they come together with different backgrounds, with different strengths and weaknesses, which all become part of the mission, which I think is so beautiful. Jeff Grendon is working with the ACTS Men's Retreats. Coming out of the St. Pius X parish, but you're part of St. Anthony of Padua in Forest Grove. So just how did you learn about the ACTS retreats, first off, from Father John Marshall?
So Father Marshall was deacon at Father Sean Weeks Church in Ashland, and Father Sean had brought the retreat from Texas up to Ashland. And so Father John was our pastor, our priest at St. Anthony, and I had gone through some real serious health challenges. I'd had a knee replacement in 2013. And just as I got out of the hospital right after the knee replacement, I got really, really violently ill and high fever and went back to the hospital. And they said, well, I think you got a bug and your knee's hot because we just operated on it. And so nothing about it. They gave me some stuff. I was in emergency for a few hours and they kind of got my fever down. They got my nausea down and went home thinking nothing of it. Okay. Got sick a couple of days later. I said, I just got a bug. Well, the knee started to hurt and it would come and go. And it never looked like a knee. It was always this big ball. And finally, about 7 months later, I was going to a meeting. I'm the patient advisor to Kaiser's Orthopedic Knee and Hip Replacement Board. And I had a hard time walking. And so I scheduled an x-ray to send to my doc and went to the meeting, went down, got the x-ray. They called me that afternoon and said, you need to come in tomorrow and give us some blood. So I did that. Then they called me that afternoon and said, you need to come in tomorrow and get your knee aspirated, which means they take fluid out of the knee. I did that. And then they called me that afternoon and said, you need to come in here tonight. We're going to operate on you tomorrow morning. I had a very serious staph infection. So going through the whole process of having my orthopedic knee removed, my knee replacement removed, and going without a knee for 4 months, Father John was at my side every single moment, every single moment. And when they put my new knee back in November of 2014, I had some problems with that. And so I had to call Father John and I asked him to pray for me because for the first time in my life, I was afraid. And they had to operate on me again for a fourth time. So praise God, I was healed. And praise God, because the staph did not go to the rest of my body. So I spent 6 weeks with a PICC line to my heart, giving myself antibiotic, very powerful antibiotic injections. And Father John later on said, I want you to go to this ACTS retreat. And, you know, he kind of wouldn't tell me a lot about it. And so I was like, okay, well, Father, whatever you want me to do, I'm going to do. And I was really apprehensive about going. I really didn't want to go. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, how can I tell Father I'm not going to do this? I was like, I couldn't. And the theme of the retreat was, do not be afraid. Jesus is calling you. So I went and it changed my life. I mean, I thought I was close to God before. Mm-hmm. But it changed my life. My wife was just blown away by everything. She could see it. I called my very best friend and told him about it. And he told me, I can hear it in your voice.
Wow.
I can hear it. So, yeah.
We're talking with Jeff Grunden, just speaking a little bit about the upcoming ACTS Men's Retreat. There's an opportunity this September for men who are listening and women who have a special man in your life. You might want him to attend this upcoming retreat. I am coming across a break right now, Jeff, so hold on, because now I'm excited to hear what you encountered and what really changed your life and how important our priests really are in our lives. So hang on the line, and then we'll come back after the break.
Sounds good.
This is Dina Marie, and I'm back speaking with Jeff Grunden, parishioner at St. Anthony of Padua Parish in Forest Grove, and also the retreat director for the St. Pius X Men's ACTS Retreat. The retreat is coming up in September in the Mount Angel area, actually at the Father Bernard Youth Center. And so he would love to have many of you men who are listening join him this year. Jeff, you talked a little bit about this serious medical situation. I think a lot of our listeners may relate in some way with either something they've experienced or somebody else, but what the gift of having your parish priest walk with you along the way. And, you know, I just want to have you share a little bit about that, because we just had priestly ordinations here in the Archdiocese of Portland. And I know in Seattle, you know, that our priests are so important. They're critical to this ACTS Men's Retreat. I know in all of the ACTS retreats, we need to have our priests present to bring the sacraments there. But just your experience with the presence of priests in your own life.
Yeah, you know, I've been really, really blessed. I've had some amazing priests growing up, but here in Forest Grove, Monsignor O'Donovan baptized my son and was there for my wife's confirmation. And just had Father Dave Gutman and Father Bill Holzinger married my wife and I. That was his very first marriage that he performed. And Father John, you know, Father Jeff Newson, who we were very close to. You know, when they came and they went, right? But the touching of our lives has never left us, right? Their impact on our lives, both personally and spiritually, has never left us and enhanced our walk with Christ, I think. Father John, I just had a really unbelievable connection with Father John. God made that happen. It had nothing to do with Father and I and how cool we are or whatever, or we think I am, but he was always there, and he was always encouraging me and saying, you know, you can do this. He invited me to come on to the parish council and wanted me to be the vice chair. And then, you know, all of these things were taking place and not anything that I'd ever thought about doing. You know, I was happy being a lectern and I am, and cool, right? But Father John, you know, was very, very close to me, still is to this day. I miss seeing him all the time, but supporting me and guiding me. And when I found out I was going to have that fourth surgery, and I called him and I was in tears on the phone telling him I was scared. And he prayed with me over the phone and surgery went fantastic. When I was going through the no knee part of it, I wasn't supposed to be able to put any weight on the knee for 6 weeks. I wasn't supposed to be weight bearing. And I prayed to God and I called my doctor. I said, you know what, you need to give me something. I'm not going to be hopping to the toilet from my bed for 6 weeks. He said, okay, if you can put weight on your knee, because it was called spacers in there, then if you can weight bear, then you can walk. And that's all I needed to hear. It's all I needed to hear. So I kind of walked around my room in my walker a little bit, and I walked around upstairs, and then I finally was able to go downstairs. I walked downstairs. When I reached the landing, so way up the stairs to kind of turn and go up, and I got to my landing and bawling like a baby because I knew I could do this.
Yeah.
Right. So Father came over to do an anointing for me, and I walked downstairs, and he says, he couldn't believe it. He says, I thought you couldn't walk. And like, praise God.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Father John has been just a part of my life, and it will always be a part of our lives. So will Father Jeff and Father Bill and all the priests. Father Ben Tapia, who's our priest now, is just an amazing priest and great man. And we're very close to him and his family. And so sometimes we don't realize what an important role they play, whether we think they're just there to do mass, et cetera, et cetera. And no, there's so much more to it. And sometimes we don't see it or don't realize it.
Right. Again, we're talking with Jeff Grundon of the St. Pius X Men's Axe Retreats. So Axe is spelled out A-C-T-S, all capital letters. Give us a little sense of how Axe, A-C-T-S, fits into the mission of this type of a retreat.
So I'll just here, first of all, I'll read you the mission statement of Axe. Why we exist. The Axe Apostolate partners with Catholic parishes in building vibrant, active communities through ACTS retreats and provide ongoing parish support. So that's the mission. ACTS stands for Adoration, Community, Theology, and Service. And so there are things that go along with that. Adoration, responding through prayer and worship to receiving God's gift of grace, mercy, and love. Community, living and participating in the one body of Christ as church, beginning with the parish. Theology, deepening our relationship with God through prayerful study to better understand and fulfill his will for our lives. And service, answering the call to discipleship by following the model that our Lord Jesus Christ gave us. That's what it means.
Mm-hmm. I know, Jeff, when you've talked to me about the men's retreat and coming out of the men's retreat, it sounds like one of the greatest fruits is just building this community, this brotherhood, I guess I'll call it, of men of faith, that since going on that first retreat, you've been bonding with these team of men, all different parts of the Catholic community, but you've all experienced something similar. Share a little bit about just as you come on this retreat, there's something that is, I would call it supernatural, that happens, you know, within your relationship, but it's all tied to your relationship with Christ.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It is. It's all about that relationship. And as Christ is our brother, God is our father, Mary is our mother. I went on this retreat with these men, got on a bus. I knew no one, and went to this Camp Collins out in Gresham, out in the gorge, knew nobody. And through the power and working of the Holy Spirit and the things that went on during the retreat, I came back with all these new brothers. And my wife, when she saw us for the first time at Mass in St. Pius the 10th, after when he returned, it was a welcoming Mass, she was in tears because she saw for her own eyes, without me even talking to her, she saw the closeness, the bond of the brotherhood. And we are brothers. We are brothers in Christ. And we sign off with YBIC, your brother in Christ, right? But we grow together in our faith, and we grow together through the things that we experience in the retreat and during the retreat. Sometimes it's intense, and sometimes it's we cry. This will be my fifth retreat, and I get more out of it every time I go. I learn more and grow more. But it's the experience with our Lord, because the Holy Spirit, I really believe this honestly, I could feel it during the retreat. I could feel these waves of the Spirit. The Holy Spirit is present with us. And yeah, the evil one might be trying to attack us, but the Holy Spirit's there with us, and we grow together into a close-knit group. So now through all these other retreats, I have all these other brothers that I've come even more closely to. And it's a real blessing by our Lord to be able to participate and to assist others in growing in their faith with God.
Right. Well, give us a sense, Jeff, of this upcoming retreat in September. Who are you looking for to come and join you on this upcoming Men's Axe Retreat?
Brothers that want to be closer to God, that want to become better fathers, husbands, brothers to their family, sons, daughters, etc. Don't have to be at any particular point in your faith walk with God. You can be new. You can be, you know, 75 years old. We've had 92-year-old men at the retreat. So wherever you are in your walk with Christ, we'd love to have you join us and become even more strengthened in that faith and fervent in that faith, because that's what we do. Right. That's what makes us children of Christ.
Again, the Men's Axe Retreat coming up at Mount Angel. Give us the dates and how men can find out more, maybe ask you some questions and just really find out about the weekend for them.
Yeah, it's September 22nd through the 25th. So it starts on Thursday and will end Sunday. We are housed at the Father Bernard Youth Retreat Center. So there's kind of like dorms there. We feed everybody, et cetera. So it's, no one's going to starve. In fact, no one's ever starved on these retreats. I can tell you that. The food is outstanding. But it's, yeah, September 22nd through the 25th. It's a really amazing time, and things will happen for you. We've had men come, Dina Marie, that, you know, I'm really skeptical. You're going to have to prove to me, right? And when they leave, they're so much closer to God. So yeah, it's an exciting time. And if you want to get in touch and ask questions, please call me. My number is 503-352-2118. That is the best place to reach me. That is my office here at Pacific University. My email is grundonj@pacificu.edu. So you can email me, but I'm more than happy to talk with you. I'd rather talk with you than type at you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I will make sure, Jeff, to get your contact information posted on this podcast so people can contact you directly. If you happen to be a member of St. Pius X community or at St. Anthony of Padua, get a hold of your pastors, get a hold of your office staff, and they'll direct you right to Jeff, because Jeff really is the point on man. And then to really discern coming on this retreat, I just really know that men need to be on this retreat. It's an amazing experience to see how it impacts your family, your marriage, your work, wherever you are. If you're just starting a career, if you're retiring, if you're selling your business, if you're unemployed, wherever you are, the Lord has a reason for you to come on this retreat. And Jeff, if you're just kind of a walking testimony that Christ's life matters in our life, and how we share that and how we embrace that is so impactful. Final message that you have for our listeners today.
If you come and you have an open mind and you come in and with God in your heart, this will make a difference in your life, in every aspect of your life. I promise you.
And I believe that is the truth. Thank you, Jeff. Again, Jeff Grundon, and the Acts Men's Retreat coming up September 22nd through the 25th in Mount Angel. And we've got contact information posted on this podcast to get a hold of Jeff. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful summer. And I guess I'll say aloha and mahalo.
Mahalo, Dina Marie. It's been an honor and a pleasure. And if there's anything I can do, just let me know. God bless you and continue blessings on in your ministry and everyone with KBVM. And thank you. It's been an honor.
Thanks so much, Jeff. God bless you.
God bless you.